Mega 98.1 is a Latin music radio station based in Florida. It caters to the state's growing Hispanic population, and according to the station's Michelle Gonzalez, its audience is on the rise.
It's only going to keep growing, and you know, the growth is tremendous, and as long as we keep putting out and producing good quality products and competing with the general market, we're going to be right there.
936, mira lo que llega por aquí.
Arbitron, which collects audience data in the U.S., says Spanish-language radio stations now reach more listeners collectively than their English-language rock and pop counterparts. Professor Ray Sanchez of the University of Miami says the boom in Hispanic radio, combined with a growing Latino population with a traditional love of music, are reasons why U.S. Latin music sales are up.
They're just great music customers. Hispanics from many different countries, music is such an important part of their culture, and Latin music has flourished in the United States.
The Museo del Disco CD store in Miami claims to stock the most complete Latin music collection in the world, some 40,000 titles. Hinsel Lazo is the store's owner. He says recent Hispanic immigrants are more likely to buy CDs than download music online.
They're not as technological driven as other nationalities because they're still behind on the educational side of technology.
Nielsen SoundScan, a company that tracks CD sales in the U.S., says Latin music purchases rose 5.2% in 2006, while overall CD sales fell almost 5%. But Professor Sanchez predicts competition from internet retailers will eventually hurt Latin CD sales as Hispanics download more online.
In the same period of time that SoundScan sales were up 5.2%, shipments of Latin music for the same year, 2006, are actually down 21% from the year before. And I think you're going to see continued downward trend in shipments of CDs.
Latin music store owners such as Hinsel Lazo agree. He worries about selling the 180,000 CDs in his warehouse. He says most of his customers are over 40, so he is increasingly working with eBay, Amazon, and other websites to reach younger Hispanics.
We've got a certain product line that nobody's gotten, as long as we stay on top of the ball, we shouldn't have a problem.
Lazo says he is selling more CDs to larger retail chains that are keen to cash in on the Latin music market. Steve Mort for VOA News, Miami.